Hi there, wonderful family. Good day, and I welcome you back to my podcast. Thank you so much for your suggestions, your contributions, and your questions throughout. We've been doing this podcast for a year now, and the feedback has been so great. There are a number of podcasts that I have. If you need to go back to the other podcasts that I've done, kindly visit Spotify and then try and then search on Belinda's podcast. You find all the previous podcasts that we treated. Today we want to talk about something very educative and quite sensitive. We want to talk about bad breath. We know that bad breath is simply the particular scent or exhaling of a particular odor. Very bad odor that comes out from the mouth of a person, and these things happen due to so many things. Like research even says that when you take 4 people globally, at least one person can be suffering from halitosis or bad breath. The most common cause of halitosis, if you ask me, is bad oral hygiene. Why do I say that? Because during the day, you can bear witness with me that there are so many foods that we take in the course of the day. And at the end of the day, these food particles are left in our mouth. And they break down by bacteria and it produces sulfur compounds. The sulfur compounds that are ended up in our gums or in our mouth are the ones that causes bad breath or halitosis. There are so many ways to treat it. Like I said, if you don't have a good oral hygiene, you might be suffering from halitosis. When you keep a good moral hygiene, you can reduce halitosis and the likelihood of a gum disease. If you do not have gum disease, there is no way you can increase the likelihood of you experiencing halitosis. You can also try and visit the dentist at least twice in a year, just to make sure that you are okay. And I'll also recommend that you also use toothpaste that includes an antibacterial agent or a mouthwash that also has an antibacterial agent in it. It also helps. Now other causes aside from the bad hygiene that causes halitosis or bad breath. When you smoke, it causes halitosis because tobacco is something that increases the chance of the gum disease. When you smoke a lot, it damages the gum or it makes the gum develop infection that can also cause bad breath. Like we said earlier, on food particles that are stuck in the mouth also causes bad breath. Particular foods that causes bad breath are onions and garlic. These two foods end up digesting in your tummy all right, but it is also broken down and these products are carried in the blood through the lungs where it can affect the breath. I didn't say you shouldn't take in onions and garlic, but you should take it in moderation. Don't forget to also drink a lot of water because when you have dry mouth, it can also cause halitosis. Saliva is something that is natural, something that has been created for us naturally to clean the mouth. And when you have saliva in your mouth, it cleans your mouth naturally. And you don't even have to worry about halitosis. So don't forget to drink water all the time. Don't wait for you to get thirsty before you can drink water. Don't forget to brush your teeth and then floss. Ensure that all smaller particles are taken away from your mouth because these bacteria end up destroying your gum and your teeth. You can also visit the dentist. Try and then use mouthwash like I recommended. There are so many home remedies you can use if you do not want to visit the dentist or you don't want to experience bad breath. Brush your teeth, floss your mouth, brush your tongue. It is very, very important. Some people brush their teeth but forget to brush their tongue. It is very, 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 very important to brush your tongue because the tongue carries bacterial and dead cells on the tank. So this one even goes to especially those who smoke. Kindly scrap your tank because the tank harbors so much dead cells. So if you want to be free from halitosis, please don't forget to brush your tongue whenever you are brushing your teeth, in as much as you should also reduce the onion and garlic and spicy food. Please avoid sugary foods. Sugary food can also increase halitosis, and then reduce the intake of coffee and alcohol. Please, it can also reduce halitosis. But however, if this bad odor or halitosis persists despite all these home remedies or all these mechanisms that you can put in place, kindly visit a doctor. It might be something more than a bad breath. Thank you so much for joining me once again. It's been a pleasure having you on my podcast. Kindly share it to somebody, because somebody needs to hear this. Thank you, and have a so wonderful day, and have a pleasant week. Thank you.